And now a word from our sponsor, The Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. There's an interesting trend in this year's U.S. stamps, commercialism. Not all of them know, but some of the 2018 stamps immediately make you think of products. We've had a Scooby-Doo stamp with a vague link to volunteering and bigger links to Scooby-Doo videos and generating interest in stamps. Then there are the 10 Hot Wheels stamps commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Mattel toy cars, and Christmas stamps featuring the art used in the iconic Coca-Cola ads of the mid-20th century. The Santa stamps include a collector's sheet that even has a bottle of Coke in it. We've had stamps for movies in recent years whose sequels were about to be released. The first reaction of many traditionalist collectors to these stamps is anger or annoyance, and I have to admit, I was one of them. The Postal Service's guidelines on stamp subjects used to say, "No commercial products." The agency even took out the Ford logo from a stamp honoring the Model T. But that rule isn't in the guidelines anymore. And after some thought, I've decided, why not? Ours is a consumer culture, and advertising plays a large part in it. Those paintings of Santa that Haddon Sundblom did for Coca-Cola from the 1940s into the early 1960s largely shaped our image of Santa Claus. Many of us grew up with Hot Wheels cars or watching Scooby-Doo cartoons on TV. Some funny and popular catchphrases come from commercials, and many still do. If you say, "Tastes great," you know someone will chime in with, "Less filling." Ads and commercials are part of our pop culture. Postage stamps not only celebrate history, art, and important people, they also reflect who we are, what we did, and what we like. And if the always broke Postal Service got something in return for these stamps, and I don't know that it did, I'm okay with that too. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.